It's a good thing to support missionaries. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 347. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Thanks for being here. Today we're going to read 3 John. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray, God, that you touch our hearts, touch our ears, touch our minds, Lord. Help us to understand. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. 3 John. From the church leader, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love because we share the truth. Dear friend, I know that you are spiritually well. I pray that you're doing well in every other way and that you're healthy. I was very happy when some believers came and told us that you were living according to the truth. Nothing makes me happier than to hear that my children are living according to the truth. Dear friend, you are showing your faith in whatever you do for other believers, especially when they're your guests. These believers have told the congregation about your love. You will do well to support them on their trip in a way that proves you belong to God. After all, they went on their trip to serve the one named Christ, and they didn't accept any help from the people to whom they went. We must support believers who go on trips like this so that we can work together with them in spreading the truth. I wrote a letter to the congregation, but Diotrephes, who loves to be in charge, won't accept us. For this reason, when I come, I will bring up what he's doing. He's not satisfied with saying malicious things about us. He also refuses to accept the believers we send as guests. He even tries to stop others who want to accept them and attempts to throw those people out of the congregation. Dear friend, never imitate evil, but imitate good. The person who does good is from God. The person who does evil has never seen God. Everyone, including the truth itself, says good things about Demetrius. We also say good things about him, and you know that what we say is true. I have a lot to write to you. However, I'd rather not write. I hope to visit you very soon. Then we can talk things over personally. Peace be with you. Your friends here send you their greetings. Greet each of our friends by name. Well, beloved, 3 John is addressed to a man named Gaius. There seem to be several men with this name in the Bible, and one of them was baptized by Paul. We don't really know anything more specific about this Gaius, except that John considered him a dear friend. John commends him for the good reports he hears about him and for the fact that he supports those who travel about preaching the gospel. It's a good thing to support missionaries. Even though we might not personally be able to go out to preach the good news to the far reaches of the planet, our support for them makes us an important part of that team. Then John has a warning against a man named Diotrephes and good words about one named Demetrius. John says, "Never imitate evil, but imitate good. The person who does good is from God. The person who does evil has never seen God." So it's important for us to be aware of those who are around us, those that we bring into our circle, and we need to watch to see what their fruit is. Do you have any thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to read Deuteronomy 29 through 31. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.